Beatrice Connors is now a success, 5 years running, but she is not satisfied. She is not Beatrice Connors either. The BZB changed her name to The Beacon. Then, to emphasize her instrument, he called her The Beacon with the Bow. In the promotion, he wanted things to read more snappy. So the advertisement said, BZB presents BWB Badness with Beauty, The Beacon with a Bow. I thought that gave an appropriate level of fraudulent sophistication and pulled them in. I'm not a snob, you know what I'm saying? So we accepted the whole mob. From country to country, everybody loved The Beacon with the Bow. They loved The Beautiful with the Bad. Enthusiasm, hysteria, worship, actually. You would have thought that she was the savior. She even...
That's enough!
Let me break it down. But I was going to... Did I stutter? What did I say? Let me break it down. This is not your story. Let me break it down. The devil always hated narration, so he humiliates me like this. Like this! I'm going to get him good. My time will come. I told her corruption is a job, just like everything else. But she started crying and carrying too much nasty mouth for me. Now I can't finger the fiddle. When I pulled down the sun, the corrupted blood and light stuck my fingers together. I have scraped my heart out and mutilated myself.
You didn't say that when all of those stadiums started filling up and all you had to do was play a few notes here and there. You sat on your famous Rusty Dusty in the candy store until you got a big fat stomach ache. And now you are...
The argument is always the same. She longs for the days when she was respected and admired as a musician, not just a sex symbol who toys with an instrument on stage. She is now so sick of herself and of the mansion of gold records. Her soul aches for something she once knew, the heaven of being with her old band.